Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Steve, let's do a little baseball. Love our next guest, Uncle Cliff, Cliff Floyd, sweet lefty swinger. Cliff, of course, MLB Network analyst, and you can watch Cliff across all the different platforms, the studio shows, all next week, plus MLB Network showcase game tonight as my Yankees battle the Astros, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Cliff, Tiki, and Tierney, welcome back. How are you today?
Good. What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
All good, man. All good. Let's hand the baton right to you. Biggest story so far a couple of weeks into the season is?
You can go with Seattle or you can go with the Tigers. I'm going with Seattle, though.
Okay.
I just think when you look at the Mariners and where they are, and, you know, forget the 11-2 record, it's the whole squad. It's everything from the starting pitching to the depth of the lineup. You look at the back end of the bullpen without, you know, Diaz there. I mean, you could have said that Seattle would probably end that division, maybe in the middle. Definitely not in first place sitting there pretty, because I've always said and always heard this, fellas. You know, you can't win division in April, but you can dang sure lose one, right?
Yeah.
That's been like the MO for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're setting themselves up pretty nicely here to show that, you know what, this is not just no fluke. I mean, they absolutely destroying the baseball. You got Jay Bruce leading the league with 7 bombs. I mean, they are the story for me.
Okay, that's a good call. Eventually the Astros, I would imagine, are going to start bludgeoning people and win
right.
100 games. I mean, they're too good.
Well, you got to be careful with that.
Okay.
You got to be careful.
Why, though? What would I trip over with that statement? I still think the Astros are great.
Okay, well, when you say great,
uh-huh.
Are you saying great from a rotation standpoint? They had probably one of the best rotations, or are you saying great because they're getting healthy from a lineup standpoint? Like, where's the greatness that we saw in the past that made them, like, elite, and this is going to be something we can, you know, we can talk about for years to come? Because I don't see that right now,
mm-hmm.
even though I still think they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when you lose certain pieces,
yep.
you can lose greatness overnight. I think we've seen that a little bit with the Astros. And look, I'm not saying these cats that they have, these youngsters that have in the rotation, but we have to wait and see how good these guys going to be when you get past Verlander.
And Cole.
You know, and Cole.
So let me ask you this then, Cliff. Cliff Floyd is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. 17 years in the show. He's got the championship with the Fish back in the late 97. Made an all-star team as well. Just an ultimate professional. Every time I'm on, I tell him that mm-hmm. swing was sweet, man. He's big guy, long, loose, explosive swing, foul line to foul line. But let me phrase it this way to you. Do you have more confidence that the Astros will continue to, I'll put quote around the word scuffle, or that Seattle, not that they're going to sustain 11-2, but that Seattle's for real, or that the Astros are a little dented, to put it to describe it that way? What do you feel more confidently about?
That's the word I love, dented.
Yeah.
Look, I think the Astros are dented, and I do. I think that, you know, I think they had this flair about them in the past, and I think it's when you're really good, you can have that. I mean, everything was all smiles, and you know, they was on the top step, and I'm not saying they can't get that back. It's just hard to get it when you have youngsters like Correa, who's trying to find himself because of injuries. You know, when you look at certain things that's happened, and I like the Brantley move. I thought that was huge for them.
Same
Brantley
with me.
Healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Brantley healthy. Look, you got you a nice little lefty in there to compliment, you know, your right-hander. But I just look at what's won in the past. And for me, the pitching has won. Now, like I said, can these guys, you know, be what the league is now, probably start? Yeah, they can. But the Astros was a team that, okay, everybody didn't feel the pressure. Like when you talk about Cole and Verlander, they're going to start feeling a little bit more of the pressure now because you're literally counting on youngsters to carry you after those two. And for me, this is very hard to do. It's just for 162, very hard.
Okay.
Yeah, talking about dents, though, Cliff, what's wrong with the Red Sox? I mean, you look at their starting pitching, all of them, Sale, David Price, even Nathan Eovaldi, their ERAs are over six. Sales is nine. They're not really hitting like they were. Their run differential is really, really in the negative right now. What ails the world champions kind of feels like overnight? The roster is much the same.
Well, you hit it around the head. They had the luxury of having all those runs scored from the start of the game, right, all throughout the game.
Yeah.
For the starting pitchers. That was a luxury. Like, you sit there and be like, well, if I give up four, we're going to win 9-4, 9-5.
Yeah.
Well, now you got to be perfect. I won't say perfect, but now you have now it's pretty much, you know, you're showing your butt. It's like, okay, now I got to go out here and – pretty much hold it down because our offense is not clicked in yet. And we're seeing these guys make a ton of mistakes. This is bottom line what you've seen.
Yeah.
I know the ball hasn't fallen for me. I get all that stuff, and sometimes that does happen. Like, the ball just don't fall your way, and you end up coming up short. But when you have guys that have shown that they haven't been at the top of the games a lot, you can go down David Price. Nathan Eovaldi has had this trouble. If Chris Sale doesn't figure it out, and it's super early, and he's one of the dopest in the game. He's by far one of the best when he's healthy. If Chris Sale is not on point and everybody's chasing your butt because you just won the chip, it could be a long year for the Red Sox. We've seen things like this happen to great teams, and, you know, you got to have guys out there that's consistently good at year in and year out to sort of build that type of dynasty or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
as far as what your team represents. Because for me, on paper, the Red Sox look as good as you can possibly look. But I'll tell you one thing that I've always said, and I love Dave Dombrowski. But when you have the back end of your bullpen without one of the best closers in the game,
yeah,
it's going to be hard to repeat what you just did.
I agree.
Yeah.
But they can control that. They can sign him. That's like, if I'm a Red Sox fan, I'm so incensed because it's not like a player left for another team as a free agent or he blew out his arm. You talk about the back end of the bullpen, that's their fault.
It is. Well, look, fault or not, sometimes these guys, you know, I played for John Herring, the CEO. I played for him down with, he signed me with the Marlins. He tried to, when I went to Boston, John Henry was there. John Henry is not going to spend that type of money if he feels, look, it's hard to say he ain't worth it. It's just when you talk about the $100 million and you don't come off of it and you don't have a plan B in place,
yep.
then it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard pressed to give you exactly what you're asking for. Now, I don't know if it did come off that number or not, but I know one thing for sure because I played the game a long time.
Yep.
Is those precious three outs are the hardest outs in the game to get. And if you can't get them consistently, then you're going to be an inconsistent team.
Agreed. You're just not going to win. I want to throw this by you, and I'm fascinated by how you frame your answer. Listen, anybody who's played, anything that's a remotely high level, not even in the bigs, but high school, college, whatever, sometimes you're in a funk. You step in the batter's box. As soon as you step in, it's 0-2. You're guessing. You're in your own head. You foul off the one good pitch you get. You're chasing sliders. You're lost. And quite frankly, you feel as if you're never going to get another hit. That's happening with Chris Davis at the major league level, and it's a continuation of last year. Number one, what the hell is wrong with him? And number two, what do you do to get him out of this?
Man, that's the question. I mean, that's the question of the day, of the year.
He's terrible.
At first, I got really mad at Chris Davis as an ex-player.
Okay.
You can talk to this. When guys don't make adjustments, man, you start questioning their will to be good.
Yeah.
Like, you can place them with the money. Like, a lot to go on with this. You know what I mean? As an ex-player, you're sitting there watching this going, hold on, man, that ball's right down the middle. Now, I know it's very easy for me to sit in front of the TV with my popcorn and go, why you ain't hit that ball, right?
Yeah.
But on the flip side of it, I'm looking at the stance. I'm looking at the bat angle. I'm looking at some of these things. And I'm saying, okay, you're going to have to spread out. What spread out do? Well, spread out is going to at least allow you to make contact, right? Oh. Now you start at least feeling confidence coming back a little bit because you're making contact.
Uh-huh.
And then you bring that front foot of his back in because he's left-handed.
Uh-huh.
And do you start to get your legs on you again and you start to get that swag back. Well, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is you start to succumb to, like, you know what, I'm on deck. And when I walk to the box, I'm out. Now, I've been in that situation, too.
It's the worst.
I've been 49 at bat straight, but I've definitely been in that on-deck circle thinking, geez, I hope I don't have to hit right here because I don't think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? And it literally smothers you. And you go home and, you know, I know he has a family and you're trying to be, you know, super dad and you're trying to be a great husband and then tomorrow comes. And as you drive into the park at 2 o'clock, you're like, man, I hope it rains. I hope it snow. You know, this is a conversation you have with yourself. Ain't nothing in that conversation is like, yo, today's the day. Well, I'm not saying it don't happen for everybody. For me, I'm going to speak to that as far as going to that park and going, man, what worse can happen? I go down to the cage. I work my tail off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I done worked as hard as I could. My hands hurt. And now I got a wago at 7 o'clock. And I'm doubting myself already because this dude on the mound literally has me at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't hit. Look, I'm fouling off the fastball, and I'm not hitting the off-speed pitch. And when I do put it in play, I'm hitting atom balls right at people.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're up against it, but I'll tell you, we got about 10 seconds. What you should do is crack open a six-pack and flood the field like they did with Kevin Costner. We got to get a rain out here, Cliffy, or you got to get a slump buster if you're single.
Yeah. So many times some stuff happens where you're like, yeesh. Come on now.
It's ugly, buddy.
Just let anything happen.
Oh, man. Or bunt. Cliff, great catching up. Thank you very much.
No doubt.
Thank you, Cliff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.